couple of items that Commissioner Fish was kind enough to move from the morning schedule so that we could keep on schedule this morning. We'll start with those items. Item 860 first, please, Carla.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract to procure electrical switchgear and medium voltage substation transformers for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, project number E10897, for an estimated amount of $3.5 million.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor and colleagues. We have two brief matters this morning. This is quite straightforward. It would authorize a competitive solicitation and contract. So all we're doing is launching the process. We're not accepting a contract. We're joined today by project manager Clarence Thompson and engineering manager Paul Sudo. As you know, Environmental Services is planning a complete replacement of an aging electrical substation that provides power to the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. It's the city's main treatment plant that processes the sewage and stormwater of 650,000 residents. The substation is over 40 years old and has passed its design life. And today, Clarence and Paul are here to give us a brief presentation. Gentlemen, welcome.
So the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant main substation is located on the northwest edge of the treatment plant. The plant is located in North Portland at 5001 North Columbia Boulevard. The purpose of the main substation is to serve as a single point of connection between the electrical utility and the plant. It distributes power to the entire plant. And as was mentioned, it has reached the end of its design lifetime. Since it was constructed in 1971. So our plan is to replace the entire substation. Ordinance 189054 was approved by council for electrical design of the substation replacement. And the current ordinance under consideration is for the purpose of pre-purchasing equipment that requires long manufacturing times in order to expedite the construction phase. The overall project schedule is shown on this slide, and as I just said, we want to order the long lead major equipment now before the construction documents are completed in order to save time during the construction phase. We estimate that we can save over 6 months of total project time via this approach. This slide summarizes the previous point and also shows the pre-purchase of the major equipment will reduce the risk of issues arising during construction that might lead to change orders. The construction phase of the main substation replacement will be performed by the contractor who has been selected for the secondary treatment expansion program. This will allow the Bureau to capitalize on that contractor's experience in completing complex projects at a wastewater treatment plant while minimizing the risk of outages. Therefore, we recommend an authorization for a competitive solicitation and goods and services contract to purchase 15,000-volt primary metering switchgear, 15,000-volt main switchgear, 5,000-volt switchgear, and medium-voltage substation transformers for the treatment plant for the amount of $3,500,000.
And that concludes our presentation for council questions.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions? Commissioner Hardesty?
Thank you. I have a couple of questions. One, you want approval to pre-buy equipment when you don't have the contractor selected. What if it's equipment that the contractor is unfamiliar with?
The contractor has already been pre-selected. The contractor is the same contractor that is performing the secondary treatment expansion program.
Thank you.
Very good. Yeah, Commissioner Fritz, is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one signed up.
Very good. Any further business on this item before I move it forward? All right. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you, gentlemen. Next item,